Joining me today on CFBS Radio is Dr. Harbeck of the Blaine-Sablon Hospital. Hello, Dr. Harbeck.
Hello, how are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us again and to share information.
My pleasure.
Could you begin by explaining to us the process for COVID test subjects?
Yes, for sure. So if somebody has symptoms of COVID, so you called the number. So if you're tested for COVID, we will ask you to isolate while you wait for the result. So it can take a few days before you get the result, and then it's important that you stay home. If possible, you should decrease the contacts with people from your family, but you don't have the obligation to stay in your room. So you do your best, but there's no clear rules for that. Your close family with who you live doesn't have to isolate unless they have symptoms. So they still need to do the social distancing. They don't go out for nothing, but they don't have the obligation to isolate. Then when you get the result, we will call you. Either it's negative or it's positive. Let's say your result is negative. You will get a phone call either from us here or from a doctor in Sicily or public health. It depends. But you will get a phone call to inform you that your test is negative. But because of the chances of false negative, which means that you're tested negative, but in fact you would be positive because test is never perfect, always have uncertainty. So if we call you to let you know that it's negative, we will still ask you to isolate for 14 days. 14 days after the beginning of your symptoms or 14 days after the contact you had with a COVID. So we will explain you that on the phone. And after that, we will also explain you that the test is always double-checked. So the first test is negative, but they will do a control. They will send the sample elsewhere to do the test again, to be sure that it was not a false negative. And sometimes, very rarely, we have on the second test a positive result. Then for sure, we will call you again. So that's why it's very important for you to isolate for 14 days.
So there is quite the process to being tested, and I'm really glad that you actually clarified that, because there were a lot of questions exactly what happens when you get tested and the process for obtaining your results. Is it the same process for healthcare workers as well?
For people that work with the public, let's say in the hospital, it's a special case. So there's dedicated doctors in Sicily for us that will call the person to explain the rules, because the rules are a bit different if you work at the hospital. So this is a totally different subject, and I'm not the one in charge, so I cannot give you answer, but they will get a call to explain what they have to do in details.
And what is the process for someone that tests positive?
Yeah, so if the result comes back positive, then the person will get a phone call from public health, and they will ask you questions to do what we call an epidemiological investigation to find close contacts. So to find who could be at risk of having also the COVID, because your case was proven. So they will do a list of people that they consider at risk, and then they will contact them. And they will explain to them what they have to do, if they have to isolate, or if they have to be tested. So this is the public health that does that. If you're positive, then we recommend that you isolate in your room at home. Ideally that you have your own bathroom and everything. But if it's the case, you will get details. We have papers that are already done to explain to the person what they should do, and also to their family members with who they live to protect themselves. So what kind of soap do you need to use? Should you isolate? So all those details will be given to the person.
So there would be clear information given?
Yeah, okay. Written information. And there's a regular follow-up that will be made to make sure the person with COVID doesn't have complication, that it seems still stable, that she doesn't or he doesn't need more care at the hospital. And also it was recommended recently that every person with COVID should discuss their level of care, so the level of intervention that would be needed. Most of the time, as we know, COVID cases will just stay at home and recover easily, but it will be a discussion that they will have. And at the end, public health would be responsible to advise the patient about when he can stop the isolation, when he can go out and do come back to his life before. So this is a decision that the public health will do.
And also, Dr. Harbeck, can you give us some information about the transporting of COVID patients off of the Lower North Shore?
Yes. So how it's organized now, we have a dedicated plane for COVID patients from SkyJet that is based in Sitsil. It's not only for Lower North Shore, so all North Shore for what I understood. So this is a special plane with a special nurse, and they would do only COVID cases for now. So they would be responsible to come here, take the patient, and bring them back to either Sitsil or Quebec, depending on this decision at that time. If, let's say, the plane doesn't work or there's a concern and then they cannot assure the service, then the plan B would be our plane here, so our medevac, with protocols to change the plane for a COVID plane. That includes a lot of details for the security of the nurse and the pilots inside. So this would be the plan B. So there's this option also. And there's also for sure the government services. So with EVAC or even Air Medic, which is a private company, but that included with the COVID transfer for all Quebec. So we have all those options for a plane.
So there was a discussion that had taken place in the last couple of days as well about children COVID patients, and it was confirmed that there can be a parent to accompany. Can you talk a little bit more about this, Dr. Harbeck?
Yes, it's true that minors can have an escort, so a parent going with them. But when they will be, let's say, in Quebec or in Sitsil, the escort will have strict rules to follow. They will have to stay isolated with the child, so they will have to stay in their room. They cannot go out to smoke or to go to the cafeteria or to do some shopping. They will have to stay in the room with their child all the time, from what I understood. So this is just special rules, again, just to go with the social distancing.
Can you talk about the process for the use of ventilators at the Blanc-Sablon Hospital? There was a few questions people were wondering, because we only have so many. How will the doctors decide who gets the use of the ventilators? Can you explain a little more about this?
Yes, for sure. It's a complicated subject. The government issued guidelines, I would say, from ethicians that decided or made some ideas of how to decide which patients should get the ventilator if we have a shortage. In any case, if we think a patient needs to be intubated, we would be a team to decide that. So let's say I have a patient, a COVID patient, and I think he needs to be intubated. I will decide with a colleague. So I will ask a colleague to help me decide that. So we will never be alone. We decided in between us that we would never be alone to take those kind of decisions. So I will ask my colleague their advice so we can be two doctors at least to have our opinion. Then after that, we have to call a number that's called COOL-C, which is a government number. And then we can talk to intensivist doctors and to a dispatch, and then they can help us. In fact, they will help us to decide if the patient should get the ventilator, if we consider that he would have too many complications. They will analyze the case with us. So we will never be alone to decide that. And we called these numbers, and it was very efficient when we did that. So that's a very good service. And one thing I think people have to understand about ventilators, let's say we intubate somebody here. We will use the ventilator, so this ventilator will have to stay with the patient 24 hours. But after, when we transfer the patient to Sitsil or Quebec, then they will transfer the patient. They will use their own ventilator, and then we would come back to Blanc-Sablon with the ventilator, which then would be available again for another patient if needed. So when we use a ventilator, it will be mainly for a few days, not for weeks. So I know we only have 3, but for now, we're very lucky. Chances are that we won't have to use the 3 at the same time, which is our main goal. But when we send the patient, then it's their materials and we keep our ventilators.
Wonderful. So thank you very much, Dr. Harbeck, for taking the time to explain all of this and also to give the information to the population, which was very clear. So we thank you for that.
My pleasure. Thank you, Abigail, for your great job again.
We will check back with you in the days to come if there's any more information to share with the population.
For sure.
And that was Dr. Mary Pascal Harbeck of the Blount-Sablon Hospital. This is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blount-Sablon.